we're a very young population, we're a very old population. Like, you know, we have a lot of elders and a lot of young people, and both of those populations are fairly vulnerable. When you look at our distribution of our population, the middle's fallen out because of the opioid crisis, which is another pandemic we don't talk about anymore because COVID-19 has sucked up all the air. So many of our adults, 24, 23 to 45, 50, have passed on because of the opioid crisis. We're in that specific sort of lane where we're trying to stand up testing and do mass COVID testing, help people from certain communities and certain parts of the sector of our Native community to be able to gain access to COVID testing and get appropriate information and education about COVID-19 transmission and how to protect yourself and your families and your community. It's critical work that hasn't been done. About 3 weeks ago or so, my staff tested all of the folks living in Waukegan and Beaumont because there had been some concern about exposure there. We've had two or three other events that we've done where we've gone in and tested groups of people living very closely, tightly together. We're having conversations now with Minnesota Department of Health and community groups in St. Paul about how we could partner with maybe MHealth and a few other organizations to stand up a large scale testing event in the near future for all of the Native people living in St. Paul, because there is no Native clinic specifically in St. Paul. A lot of them have to come over to see us or IHB across the river, which is not always convenient. We're having conversations right now with Little Earth about standing up testing for them and helping do that on site for Little Earth, because there's so many elderly people that live there, so many people there that don't have cars, don't have access to public transportation. And there's a lot of places that are doing testing, but so much of it is drive up. And how do you do that if you don't have a car to drive up? This is where NaxLane is. NaxLane is all about, like, how do we reduce the barriers to access to healthcare that is important and life-saving, life-enhancing to our community? And that's what we've been trying to do. We have worked hard over the last 3 years to create the space in the clinic for addressing health disparities by squarely centering culturally centered health practices. Brought in elders and residents, we've integrated, we have made the efforts to begin to address racial inequities even within our own health system. We've been having these conversations for about 2 years or so around racism, institutional racism even within our own clinic, even within our own staff. And we are doing a lot of that hard work. We're like, you know, when I think about it, and then now that I'm talking about it, it's like we have been working really hard on these big things, systemic things, and doing the hard work in the streets as well, because we do a lot of harm reduction. My staff are out there working with unsheltered homeless, and we've been doing that work for about 2 years now since the Wall of Forgotten Natives. We're in the fight in the streets. You know, we're trying to bring health care to so many who have little to no access to it. And we do that because our relatives are overwhelmingly disproportionately impacted by homelessness. Same thing for the opiate crisis. We have the highest rates of overdoses and the highest rates of mortality and proportionately. And so those are the spaces and places that NAC sort of like digs in, because deeply embedded within our mission is equity. We want health equity. We don't just want to address health disparities. We want to address health equity. I remember having a conversation early on when I first got to my clinic. Our mission is bigger than that. We want to sort of change the conversation and demand and work for health equity, achieving health equity. And that's different than just eliminating disparities. Health equity includes not just the clinical outcomes. It includes fighting for social justice and reform. It includes ensuring that the resources, both human capital and otherwise, exist within our community to make us healthy and strong and vibrant people. And that is squarely in that fight.